It's tax day, April 15th, 2016 AD. This is The World View. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. Yesterday marked the second year anniversary since 276 Christian girls were kidnapped by an Islamic terror group in Nigeria. Still, 216 remain in captivity, and the Boko Haram group released a video in which several of the girls expressed their desire to come back home. Mauzi Segun, Nigerian researcher for Human Rights Watch, says it is increasingly difficult to ensure the safety of the churches.
In terms of providing security, in the Northeast, it's virtually become impossible. And so what the security forces have done has been to try to evacuate civilians from the areas where military operations are ongoing.
A Canadian delegation reports that Canadian Pastor Lim, who was arrested and sentenced to hard labor in North Korea, is in failing health. Diana Kadaj, spokesperson for Global Affairs Canada, stated, quote, "The government of Canada is concerned for Mr. Lim's rights and well-being," unquote. Several more earthquakes have hit Southeast Asia this week. A 6.7 magnitude earthquake shook Myanmar and Nepal, while another 6.2 magnitude earthquake hit Japan's southern island of Kyushu, killing two people and destroying some 19 homes. More excitement is building for the Bernie Sanders presidential campaign in New York, with reports of 27,000 people attending his rally yesterday. Sanders is an unabashed socialist from Vermont. Sanders told the crowd he wanted to create a revolution 4 days before the New York Democratic primary. Hillary Clinton still leads Sanders in the polls by 12%. Ohio Governor and Republican presidential candidate John Kasich has spoken out against laws that would protect Christians in North Carolina and Mississippi. Kasich used a curse word to further emphasize his commitment to opposing Christian liberties at a town hall in New York. Psalm 139:20 says, "For they speak against you wickedly, and your enemies take your name in vain." Addiction to painkillers has become a major epidemic in America. Time magazine reports that fatal prescription opioid overdoses in the